You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's new evidence that people with means were able to sock away extra cash during the pandemic, part of a wave of financial planning we've been tracking over the last year and a half. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says Americans put away almost $2 trillion last year, but a new Bankrate.com survey out today underscores the fact that not all Americans could do that. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
Financial advisors often recommend saving enough to cover 3 to 6 months of expenses for emergencies.
Feels like the hugest, most intimidating number ever.
Keira Waters is a single mom in California and says she struggled to save. She kept her job as a bilingual speech pathologist in the pandemic, but she lives in a high-cost area. Last month, she ran an overdraft on her bank account by a couple hundred dollars.
And I had to use that to purchase our medications and, like, milk to get to the end of the month.
According to Bankrate's survey, 25% of Americans have no emergency savings. That's why the high savings rate during the pandemic does not tell a full story, says Greg McBride with Bankrate.
That has certainly not fallen evenly across all households.
Low-income households had a hard time saving. And McBride says savings are important beyond emergencies.
It can also be thought of as an opportunity fund. Anybody who's looking to start a business.
Something that's harder to do without some money put away. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.